AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. and Iran appear to be at an impasse. Sagar Magani reports both sides are hardening their positions over ceasefire talks, setting the stage for another potential escalation in the Middle East war.
Trump envoy Steve Witkoff says the administration's given Iran the framework for a potential peace deal in hopes of convincing Tehran there's no good alternative.
We have strong signs that this is a possibility.
While Iran insists it has not and will not engage in talks.
They're begging to make a deal.
In the meantime,
we'll just keep blowing them away.
Still, President Trump is facing headwinds. A new AP Nork Center for Public Affairs research poll suggests he might lose Republican support if the war drags on.
Won't be long. Gonna end soon.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And we're just in, President Trump has extended his deadline for Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz to April 6th. He says he'll hold off bombing Iran's energy plants until then. Oil prices swung higher again today. A barrel of Brent crude up 4.8%, settling at $101.89. And stocks swung lower. The Dow lost 469 points, or about 1%. The S&P fell 1.7%, the Nasdaq 2.4%. Mortgage rates jumped this week, the average for a 30-year up to 6.38%, and jobless claims inched higher last week. In the Senate, it's being characterized as a last and final offer to end the impasse over Homeland Security funding. Republicans are trying to address Democrats' demands for changes to the Trump administration's immigration enforcement policies. A test vote failed to advance an earlier proposal. The situation's led to hours-long lines at airport security, with TSA workers going without pay for weeks and hundreds quitting. This is AP News. Donna Warder has some parent reaction to the jury verdicts holding social media companies responsible for harm to children.
Just this week, two court cases, one in New Mexico, the other in Los Angeles, placed greater responsibility on online platforms for protecting children. And Brian Montgomery of Mississippi is pleased with the court's decisions. His 16-year-old son killed himself in 2022 after someone pretending to be a teen girl seduced him into cybersex on Instagram.
We said that from the beginning that we need people that are willing to fight for our kids.
There's a growing shift in the public's perception of social media companies and their responsibilities in keeping young people safe on their platforms. And parents like Montgomery have been advocating for a bill called the Kids Online Safety Act. It passed in the U.S. Senate 2 years ago, but not in the House. I'm Donna Warder.
There's more news at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last year after year. Snag the hoodie that brings comfort for life. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20 at checkout.